You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the 50s. We start this episode off with the one-time cinema usher with the very last song he recorded in our decade, One Day in June of 1958.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by sweet honey bee. What a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honey bees before. She started buzzing in my ear, my eyes and in my brain got stung. But I feel no pain, I'm not. I got stung.
Elvis Presley, the boy from Tupelo, getting us going in this episode of In the 50s. Welcome along, I hope all's well with you. Inspired by an old school teacher they didn't really like, five teenagers from New York looking for chart success approached Atlantic Records, following what proved to be a rare occurrence of someone at a record company making a decent suggestion. The girls changed the lyrics of the song to be more complimentary and positive about their old teacher, and as a result, the song gave them their first hit in 1957.
One, two, three, hey! Look at Mr. Lee's 3, 4, 5. Look at him jive, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Hop, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Hop, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Hop, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. I've met my sweetie, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. His name is Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. I've met my sweetie, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. His name is Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Well, he's the handsomest sweetie that you ever did see.
The Bobettes with their hit Mr. Lee. Incidentally, their dislike for their teacher must have run rather deep, because they then wrote the sequel song to that single, which was called I Shot Mr. Lee. Poor old Mr. Lee. Now, the prolific film composer Charles Strauss penned this next one. Years before he would famously compose the score for the movie Annie in the 1980s, his songs were being recorded by all the stars of our decade, from Perry Como, Al Martino, Tony Bennett, Mr. Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and many others, including this all-girl group from Ohio, who were one of the many, many acts who turned out to be the classic one-hit wonders.
Notice me to you, I'm just a kid that you won't date. Why was I born too late? Born too late to have a chance to win your love. Oh why was it my fate?
Too late, the only hit we have to remember the ponytails by. Over recent years, we've seen many established pop and rock stars like Rod Stewart go off and record albums of songs from the Great American Songbook. But this is not a new idea. Back in the 1950s, when the record company still wasn't sure which way to push young Harry Webb, they had him record an album where one side was made up of rock and roll classics of the day, like Blue Suede Shoes and 20 Flight Rock, along with songs on the other side by the Gershwins and other classic writers. On the other side of Harry Webb's second studio album is this song, which had originally featured in one of the most famous movie scenes of all time back in 1942. But here's Mr. Webb's version from our decade.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
welcome, lovers, as time goes by.
That's Cliff with the song that would put the image of Dooley Wilson famously playing the piano in the history books forever. Although he did actually have to mime that bit of the movie in Casablanca because he was actually a drummer, but that's showbiz for you. Now, if James Brown is the godfather of soul, then our next artist surely has to be the godfather of rock and roll. Here's what would occur in certain bars in Kansas City around the mid-1940s. The piano-playing bandleader Pete Johnson would start a tune, and after the first chorus, the bartender, not long out of his teens, would start singing along with the band. Now, he didn't need a microphone and would just work his way to the stage and join in with the band for a few numbers. After a few songs, he'd walk back to the bar and continue pouring drinks for the customers. This nightly routine carried on for a couple of years before eventually word got out and Atlantic Records offered our singing barman a recording contract. One historic and now legendary night in 1954, with the furniture pushed up against the wall to make room for the musicians, the offices of Atlantic Records was transformed into a makeshift recording studio. At the advanced age of 42, our singing barman approached the mic and recorded this song, ensuring that it instantly became one of the very first rock and roll standards.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through.
One and only Big Joe Turner. Up next is a singer from Liverpool called Lillian, who can count Elton John among her many fans. Unlike many of the artists we hear from in our In the 50s shows, who were winning talent contests and appearing on the radio before they were old enough to feed themselves, our Liverpudlian lady had to wait a little longer. Whilst working at the Home and Colonial stores, where she was a butter packer, she sent her demo tape round to the various luminaries of the day, one of whom was the band leader, Ted Heath. When one of his regular singers was ill, he called upon Lillian from Liverpool, who took her chance and never really looked back. Following a period with the Ted Heath Orchestra, she then went on to enjoy a very successful solo career, releasing more than 50 records, of which was this one. And her voice is so powerful on this recording that at one point you can clearly hear the microphone buckle as it struggles to contain the power of the voice that belonged to Lisa Rosa.
So a cloud covers the sun. The sun's still there. I'm not gloomy, nor am I in despair, for in my heart's a song as I walk along. Let it rain, let it rain, and I won't care. Let it drench my clothes, let it soak my hair, for I'll just laugh as the rain drops fall. Forgetting you after all. The day you left me, the rains came round. My heart felt lower than the ground. But then I lifted my eyes to the sky, and now I am laughing, although my clothes, let it soak my hair, for I'll just laugh as the raindrops fall, for I am forgetting you after all, for I am forgetting you after all.
Liverpool's very own Lita Rosa, about whom Elton John once reflected, "We just don't produce singers like Lita Rosa anymore." We finish up today with a song performed and written by a man who, by the end of our decade, had sold more than 50 million records. And what's more, he influenced everybody who followed, from Elvis and the Beatles onwards. And I often wonder why he's not spoken about more by the so-called experts, because the combination of his singing, songwriting and piano playing is unlike anybody else who followed him.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until the broad daylight, because I'm ready, and I'm able, I'm willing and I'm able, so you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll, tell them more about free. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter, cause I
Fats Domino, concluding this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thanks for listening, and please don't forget to check out the website to find out when all our shows are on, as well as when this show will be repeated. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.